A new report says that homelessness in Pinellas County has risen by 20% since 2007. The Pinellas Coalition for the Homeless announced that a total of 6,235 people are homeless after conducting a count in the last week of January. And the report shows a 100% increase in homeless children. Sarah Snyder is the executive director of the Pinellas County Coalition of the Homeless. She says the bad economy is the number one factor in the increase.
The fact that 86% of the people list lack of income, loss of income, financial problems as being their primary reason for being homeless, that's the highest percentage rate on that also that we've ever had. We have a lot of people, you know, 40% of those folks are homeless for the first time. So we're talking about people who have not, you know, have been able to maintain themselves and their families before now.
Noticing the report, something that really sticks out is the increase in the number of homeless children.
That's a frightening number. We're very concerned about that.
Right. You report over 100% increase.
Yes. Yes. And actually, part of it is due to better, we're getting better reports from the school system, but the major increase is because we have a big increase in homeless families, in families that are at risk of becoming homeless.
And in terms of the breakdown of the population of Pinellas County, obviously St. Petersburg is the biggest city in the county, mm-hmm. and has been known certainly for having a large homeless population, relatively speaking, over the last few years. It is certainly the biggest in your report. Almost half of the homeless counted are in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
The next is 10% is Clearwater. Any other surprises or anything that you can take out of that?
I think that what we're seeing also is a shift north. St. Petersburg at one point had about 60% of the homeless. So we are actually seeing a shift further north. We're getting more people that we were able to count, more street homeless that we were counting in the north area, including cities that have always said they never had homeless people. Some of the places like Safety Harbor or Dunedin or even Palm Harbor, we're finding people along the Pinellas Trail. We're finding people along railroad tracks that go throughout much of the county. There's just a lot more people out there.
Meanwhile, there will be a benefit for a Pinellas County organization that supports the homeless this Saturday night in Dunedin at the Dunedin Brewery. 100% of the proceeds from a punk rock show will go to the Homeless Emergency Project to benefit the Free Wheel Bicycle Program, a program that rehabs bicycles for homeless people in need of transportation. Libby Stone is Vice President of Development for the Homeless Emergency Project based in Clearwater.
And Free Wheel is a program through which we take used bikes and we refurbish them and we distribute them to people that are homeless that don't have any means of transportation. So residents that live at our shelter, we have a 300-bed shelter in Clearwater. About 95% of them don't have any transportation. So we're giving away about 30 bikes a month. And along with the bike, our residents receive a light set and a lock and a helmet if they'd like a helmet. So yeah. It costs us about $20 to give each of the bikes away. And
right.
So the money that we raise tomorrow will go towards that program.
There'll be a lot of music tomorrow night that people can see. Is that right?
Yeah, we have 9 bands lined up. Mostly local bands. Some of the bands are from Gainesville and Burlington area, and it's just a punk rock show. So we're hoping that we have a lot of people out.